And I'll ask them to stick to their 15 minutes. I'm going to sit right there and hold up a little sign that says you've got 2 minutes left. Being ruthless. Our first speaker needs very little introduction anyway to this group. All I'll say is that she's now distinguished research professor of music at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute of Troy, New York, and Darius Milhaud, composer in residence at Mills College in Oakland. And she's going to talk to us about Deep Listening Convergence 2007, description of a process.
Thank you. So I'm going to rush through my paper of reading some, talking some, and excising some, so I can play you the examples at the end before Rick holds up the sign. This Deep Listening Convergence report, first quote, deep listening is experiencing heightened awareness of sound, silence, and sounding, unquote. After 17 summers of deep listening retreats and as many years of international deep listening workshops, musicians who at different times completed 3-year certificate training came together to collaborate under the auspices of the Deep Listening Institute. These musicians in a variety of self-selected ensembles made a distinctive musical contribution as improvisers using networking technology to create new pieces and concert programs in the project Deep Listening Convergence. My cursor, for gosh sakes. What happens in a deep listening retreat? Participants spend a week living together in a beautiful natural environment with the intention of practicing listening 24/7. 22 people practice nonverbal time together from 10 in the evening until noon the next day. There is a morning listening walk with physical energy exercises, breakfast in silence, then a deep listening meditation, followed by sounding exercises. Silence is broken or continued during free time in the afternoon. Tai Chi and creative music is practiced before dinner. After dinner, deep listening meditation is followed by dream practice, the induction of listening for sound and dream. The evening is adjourned to silence. What relevance does deep listening have for the training of musicians? Listening is often neglected in favor of developing motor skills or technique, or looking at a score. Attention to listening helps to integrate physical actions with mental awareness and alertness, so that technique is never mechanical or unfeeling. Deep listening opens a way for technique to emerge through listening. By the end of the retreat week, creative music projects are initiated and presented in collaborations. Here's a comment from a composer participant. Quote, for the first time I started to hear sound in my dreams. A wonderful high wind chime is one I remember. How does deep listening enhance the artistic experience? If one experiences heightened or expanded awareness brought about by meditation on listening with balanced body-mind, then the artistic experience may be enhanced. The intense creative activity of the participants at the retreats and the subsequent integration of their experiences into their continuing activities as artists indicates enhancement. The Deep Listening Convergence took place with a 5-month virtual residency for 45 musicians from January 15th to June 10th, 2007. All of the musicians were familiar with deep listening. Using Skype, a voice over internet protocol application, the musicians were invited to form new ensembles in a kind of musical dating game to prepare for a private concert and 3 public concerts that took place in upstate New York, June 7, 8, 9, and 10, in Troy, Hudson, and High Falls. Musicians from Switzerland, Canada, and across the United States participated in Skype jams, discussions, rehearsals, and creations of improvisational pieces. The majority of the musicians were holders of deep listening certificates from 1998 to 2006, and the rest were artists, associates, and staff of the Deep Listening Institute. Some musicians were already acquainted and others were not. They were encouraged to form new relationships. The Deep Listening Convergence Project was conceived and named by a DLI staff member and certificate holder, Von New, a drummer, composer, improviser, and administrator. The project was made possible by a grant of $65,000 from the New York State Music Fund. Governor Eliot Spitzer, then Attorney General of New York State, made available a pool of money gained from suits against record companies that use payola to get their music on the radio. As Attorney General Spitzer designated all of this $150 million for nonprofit organizations to use for alternative music. So the Deep Listening Project was organized with Pauline Oliveros as artistic director, Scott Gresham Lancaster as technical director. Administration was handled by DLI staff member Lisa Bernard. Gresham Lancaster and Oliveros have collaborated for many years on projects, and since 2002 on telematic music transmissions from both low and high tech, using public internet and private for fee internet. That's Canary in Canada. In 2005, they began to work with iChat AV for three-way transmissions between iHear Studios at RPI in Troy, Mills College in Oakland, and Skyline Dance Company in Marseille, France. Oliveros worked with her RPI ensemble to intercalate transmissions from Arizona State University in Tempe and Wesleyan University in Middletown, iChat AV, and with California State University at Hayward and the Society of Arts and Technologies in Montreal, with Internet 2, Canary. Subsequently, Tintinabulate performs in a weekly transmission with Soundwire Karma at Stanford University with CD quality audio in 8 channels and DV quality video. iChat AV is a Macintosh application, so Skype was selected for the Deep Listening Convergence project because it worked cross-platform for both Mac and PC. Although telephone transmission is rarely available with speakerphones, it would be costly to mount such a project using landlines. With Skype, there was no charge. Musicians with Macs or PCs could participate. Most of the 45 musicians were not all were familiar with Skype and the other applications discussed below that were used with the project. Technical Director Gresham Lancaster created online tutorials and facts for the most technically challenged participants. All 45 musicians participated in virtual residence for at least one ensemble piece. Others were more or less present for many sessions and pieces. Skype sessions were recorded with eCam and uploaded to an application called iMeme. iMeme hosts profile sound and video files. The files are public, but the group is private so that no one outside of the group could post files. All communications for the Deep Listening Convergence were posted in Basecamp so that they could be archived and read at any time. Messages could go to the whole group or only to selected members of the group in Basecamp. The virtual residency began with a low-tech jam hosted by Monique Bouzorte, one of the participants.
Yeah.
So, as these, a time was posted and up to 10 participants at a time could join for the audio conference on Skype. The host invited those appearing online in the Skype list to the audio conference, and the jam began. As these jams continued, others began to make appointments with one another until there were a number of ensembles in the works. It was apparent that feedback could be a problem unless the participants wore headphones. To skirt this problem, DLI purchased 20 remaindered Sony speakerphones and gave them to participants. The quality was good and the need for headphones was eliminated for some. Also, more than one participant could play on the same connection if they happened to be in the same room. The rehearsal jams were more or less successful depending on the stability of the connection. All had so-called high-speed connections with cable or DSL, but not all were always stable. There were dropouts and lost connections. However, such was not the norm, and the virtual residency proceeded very well. Latency is inherent in low-tech transmissions. Latency on Skype varied from 32 milliseconds to 82 and maybe a little more. It's pretty good. Not necessarily better or worse than some concert halls. The music created took latency into consideration as part of the aesthetic. During the residency, with the help of the communications producer, Ann Bourne, four curators were appointed, one for each concert. Concert proposals were requested by the curators and limited to one per person. Before the convergence on June 5th began, there was more than enough material for concerts. Each of the four programs curated was totally different. Altogether, 25 diverse pieces were created with unique ensembles to play each one. All of the pieces were rehearsed during the virtual residency, as there would only be time for sound checks at the venues. All technical arrangements were organized for each venue by the technical director and DLI staff and volunteers. All the technical needs were communicated via Basecamp email or Skype chat. Administration and provision for accommodations and venue at the beautiful Lifebridge Sanctuary was made by the DLI staff. The majority of musicians who came from Switzerland, Canada, and outside of New York State stayed at the Lifebridge Sanctuary. Meals and transportation to the concert venues were provided. Each concert was documented with audio, video, and photographs. And here are three brief excerpts from the concerts. All right. This first is Glika, which is by Gail Young and Katharina von Ruetta and vocals, and they met on Skype.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to have to skip one clip, it looks like, and go to the Deep Listening Convergence Genetic Orchestra that was created by Douglas Van Noort of Canada. The performers were invited to upload files of their own creation of less than 1 minute each to create a gene pool for the DLC Go. Each file was rated on a scale of 1 to 10. From the surviving files, performers could choose files to mutate by splitting them and then processing one half and recombining with another half of the file and returning them to the gene pool. After several mutations and additions to the gene pool, the surviving files were used for live group improvisation. So here's the Deep Listening Genetic Orchestra. Genetic Orchestra has been proposed for a performance in the International Society for Improvised Music in at Northwestern University in December. So the participants of the orchestra are all very excited, and there are new people coming into it, and they love the process so much that they're going to be rehearsing from now until then on Skype. And so the musicians and the audiences were very happy with the concerts with these 25 pieces that were created, they were performed extremely well. So the concerts were the proof of the concept that a virtual residency could work. Thanks.
Okay, Paulie. Our next speaker